Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One of the big characteristics that makes good ground, and the lack of it makes the other grounds what they are. And see, the thing is, a lot of folks, people around individuals don't see it because it's something they keep hidden. But God knows what you know. He was there when He showed you what you know. So you can't tell Him you don't know what He knows, He calls you to know. Let me say it another way. There ain't no fooling God. No way, no how. Now, you may think you fooled a lot of others. Let me let you in a little secret. You haven't fooled them as much as you think you have. A lot of them are just being nice to you. But with God, He knows. He knows. But here they are acting like they're deeper than they are. I don't need to develop more depth and roots in my reception. I don't need to be watered. Nah, let's go shopping. I don't need to go to the meeting. Nah, let's go do this. And inside, something was telling them, you better read your Bible. You better do this. You better go to the service. You better water that seed. You better take care of it. Somebody say dishonesty, dishonesty, dishonesty. Acting like you don't know. And the third one, what was it? Thorny ground. Reckon there's some dishonesty there? Oh, yeah. Dishonest about how much time you're spending on all this other stuff. Dishonest about how much you're worrying. A lot of times people will immediately just deny it. If you say, and I'm not telling you to be the Holy Ghost police and go around and tell people this. If you say, no, come on, you need to quit worrying. What a lot of times will people say? Oh, I'm not worrying. Dishonest. It was not time to deny. It was time to repent. Time to repent. Repent's not a bad word. It's a good word. It's how you get things fixed. It's how you stop the bad stuff and get into the good stuff. Cares of this life. The thought came up, you need to quit spending so much time, you know, trying to make money and thinking about that all night and day. You need to focus more. You need to go get involved on a team. Actually show up to church on a regular basis and read your chapter. And folks act like, it's fine, it's all good. You know, me and God, we got it worked out. No. He's not changing the Bible for your individual case. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. He said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Right? He said, this seed needs to be watered. Can you see what we're talking about? Dishonesty. Dishonesty. And, you know, folks, it mentioned pleasures. It's all right to have some fun. It's all right to do some things that you enjoy. But if that's all you do night and day, if that's all you think about, and you act like, no, I don't know if I'm spending too much time on that. You do know. Yes, you do know.
Yes, you do.
You do know. It's come up to you. And if you've been doing it way too much too long, it's come up to you thousands of times.
Yes.
Over the years. And the problem is, if you keep ignoring it, it gets where it bothers you less and less and less. But dishonest. Somebody say dishonest.
Dishonest.
This is the big deal. Very, very big deal. What kind of ground produced fruit? got results. Look at it again. Go back to her. No. Well, my time. I just checked my time. So Mark 4. If you gave me 5 and I took another 5. But you know, we're still talking about the same thing. Honesty, dishonesty. Do you need some of this?
Yes.
What other things are more important? You want to rush away from the Word of God to meatloaf? It's okay to eat, but what's your priorities? Sit in front of something and watch movies for 6 hours in a row and hadn't got time for church, though that's too long, that's too long, that's too long. Well, your heart knows that's wrong priorities. Your heart knows. And that's characteristic of not being good ground. Somebody said out loud, I have respect for the Word of God and the things of God.
I have time.
I make time
for God's things.
Hallelujah. Amen. Say this out loud by faith. It says, I will.
I purpose
to be honest
about what I see
and what I know.
Amen.
Yes. That honesty will cause you to access help. Honesty and humility are inseparable. A big part of being humble is just being honest. Let me describe it to you. We just got through saying. Somebody says, you know, you've really been worrying a lot. You've really been upset. You've really been this or that. And pride will say, no, I'm not. Mind your own business. That's pride. And it's dishonesty. Because your heart's going, you know it's right. What does humility say? Humility will be honest. And humility will say, you're right, you're right. And I'm changing it right now. Come on, are you with me? Does that honesty, does that require humility? Because your pride wants to act like, I've got it all together, I'm better than you, I don't need any of this, quit trying to tell me, hush, leave me alone. That's pride. And it's dishonesty. The pride of your heart has deceived you. But humility will say, you're right. You're right. Help me. Right? And the moment you do, God gives grace to the humble. Is that right? And with enough grace. I mean, grace is one of the biggest words in the Bible. One word that can kind of sum up grace is help. Help from God. Help. Revelation, direction, strength. Favor, healing, provision, all of that's in grace. With enough grace, you can come out of anything. Do you believe it or not? With enough grace, you can get through anything. Right? With enough grace, you can receive that miracle that just seems so huge and so far away. With enough grace, you can get it. You can get it. You can get it. We're talking about God helping you to get it. Is it too big for Him to help you to get? But who gets all this help? Not everybody. Not everybody gets this help. Not because God didn't want to give it. What does He do with the proud? He resists. That's not helping. He resists the proud. Why? Being proud is being dishonest. God's trying to talk to you about something. You won't even listen to it. You won't even acknowledge. You won't even try to talk. Then that's not good ground. You're not going to get help. You're not going to get results. The word's going to get choked out. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
Good ground, good heart, in a what? Honest. Say that loud, honest. How many love honesty? Do you love honesty? If you love God, because He is the truth. You got to love the truth if you love God. Say that loud, I hate a lie.
I hate a lie.
And I love the truth.
And I love the truth.
Do you?
Yes.
I didn't say you hated liars. Because it'd be tough to find anybody in this place and online that had never told a lie. But You can repent. And you can change. And you can love the truth. Somebody say, I love the truth. Say it again,
I love the truth.
Even when it makes me look bad. Come on, do you? Do you? Even when it may, I love the truth more than I love trying to impress anybody. More than I love trying to hide my mistakes or failures. Come on, somebody say, I love the truth.
I love the truth.
You just got through saying, I love the Word.
Yes.
You just got through saying, I love Jesus.
Because
He is the truth. His Word is the Word of truth. His Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And tell me what the truth will do for you. What will it do for you? It will set you free, among other things. It'll set you free from not being productive and not being fruitful and not getting results. It will set you free. It will set you free so that you break through the things that have been hindering you and holding you back, even if it's been for decades. You break through it, and in a good and honest, tell your neighbor, look at them and say, honest, honest, make sure they're getting it. Good and honest heart bring forth fruit with patience, cheerful endurance. We'll talk about that maybe next time. Cheerful endurance and bring forth results up to 100 times the incorruptible seed that was sown into your life. These are miracles. These are answers to prayer. These are breakthroughs, overflows, amazing, outstanding things that God has done and will get the glory for in your life. Oh, praise God. Bless the Lord. Give thanks unto the God of gods, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the Lord of Lords, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the King of Kings, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto my Redeemer Savior, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the God who forgives and heals and delivers and fills my life with good things, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.